Welcome to Daily Wisdom, Walking the Path with the Buddha, a podcast shared by David Roylance. This podcast is dedicated to guiding you to completely eliminate the discontent mind and the suffering it causes by attaining enlightenment. Learn and practice the teachings of Gautama Buddha that will guide you to fully attain a peaceful, calm, serene, and content mind with joy. To support this podcast, visit patreon.com/supportbuddha or visit buddhadailywisdom.com, where you will discover a full range of courses, retreats, and online learning resources to assist you on the path to enlightenment. Now, here's our teacher to share more.
Sawadee krap. Hello and welcome to Daily Wisdom, Walking the Path with the Buddha. Today is our group learning program, and I'm guiding you in a loving kindness meditation to be able to help you build up your practice. This meditation is designed to eliminate anger, hatred, ill will, and all those lesser versions like frustration, irritation, annoyance, and even negative self-talk. If you have diminishing inner dialogue, you can actually eliminate that through a guided loving kindness meditation and doing loving kindness meditation consistently in your life. So I'd like to welcome all of you, whether you're joining for the first time or you've been joining regularly, and at the same time invite you to join for meditation. I'm going to guide you in this meditation by first starting with a chant to ease us into meditation. If you know these chants, you're welcome to chant along. Then we're going to do a brief session of breathing mindfulness meditation. Then after we do breathing mindfulness meditation, I'll come back in with some guidance for loving kindness meditation, then go back to breathing mindfulness, and then come out with some chanting. So if you'd like to take a position, either seated, lying, or standing, these are the three positions that are helpful for loving kindness meditation. There's another position of walking, but we don't use that for loving kindness meditation. If you're sitting on the floor, you might sit with a cushion under your rear. This gets your hips up in the air, lessening the angle at the hips, the knees, and the ankle, and allowing some circulation to flow in the lower body. If you're in a chair, you might put your feet flat on the floor or crossed at the ankle. These are all options for you. It's not about everybody doing it exactly the same way, since this is impossible. Everybody's body's a bit different, so you're going to need to find what's comfortable for you for the lower body so that the lower body has some circulation and you're not inhibited in your circulation at all. Then the hands and the arms. The Buddha put his right hand over his left with his thumbs together, and then he put this into his lap. If you would like to use that, you can use that. That's an option for you. But some people find that to be uncomfortable, perhaps. You might find that putting your palms on your thighs or your knees or your palms up, these are all options for you. Again, it's not about everybody doing it exactly the same way. You'd like your upper body to be erect. This keeps the mind attentive and alert during the meditation. It also helps you to breathe into the lungs by keeping the sternum up and the shoulders back. So I'm going to ease us into meditation with some chanting, and then as I mentioned, we'll go forward with guided meditation from that point forward. Arahaṃ sammasambuddho bhagavā Bhūtaṃ bhagavanaṃ abhivādayāmi Savakkhāto bhagavatā dhammo Dhammaṃ namassāmi Supadipano bhagavato Savakasangho Sanghaṃ namāmi Namo arhasa bhagavato Arahato sammasambuddhassa Namo arhasa bhagavato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Arhassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Iti piso emakewa arahang samasamoto wicca caranang samono sakato rokawito anu tero purisa dhamma sati sata tava manu sanang poto pakewati. Okay, with the lower body and hands and arms comfortable, and the upper body erect, just close the eyes and start breathing in through the nose and out through the nose. Here you're just looking to establish the breath, a nice, natural, steady, consistent breath. Not forced or controlled, just a gradual inhale through the nose, experiencing the full breath. And then, when you're ready, exhale out through the nose, breathing in and out. Breathing in and out. Your breath may not match up with the guidance that I'm providing, and that's okay. This is your practice. I'm just here for guidance. You can use this voice as a reminder that whenever you get to your next inhale, breathing gradually through the nose, developing a nice, natural, steady, consistent breath. And then, whenever you're ready, exhale out through the nose. Breathing in and out. Breathing in and out. Once the breath is well established, start fixating the mind on the breath, either the sound of the breath coming into the nose, or the sensation of air moving over the skin into the nose. The breath is the present moment. Fixate the mind on the breath, the present moment. Breathing in and out. Breathing in and out. With the mind fixated on the breath, whenever you notice that the mind moves off the breath, cut that off, let it go, and come back to the breath, the present moment. No need to observe the thought. label it, judge it, analyze it, or even try to figure out where it's coming from. Whenever you notice the mind moves off the breath, cut that off, let it go, and come back to the breath, the present moment. Breathing in. And out. Breathing in. And out. I'm going to be quiet now and let you do this work of focusing on the breath, cutting off and letting go anytime the mind moves off the breath. You have nowhere to go. There's nothing to do. No one needs you right now. This is your time to focus on the breath. Breathing in and out. Continuing to breathe in through the nose and out through the nose. Repeat these affirmations in the mind on the out-breath. May I be peaceful. May I be safe. May I be well. May I be free of all discontentedness and the suffering it causes. May Mom and Dad be peaceful. May they be safe. May they be well. May they be free of all discontentedness and the suffering it causes. May my family and friends be peaceful. May they be safe. May they be well. May they be free of all discontentedness and the suffering it causes. May all those who have harmed me be peaceful. May they be safe. May they be well. May they be free of all discontentedness and the suffering it causes. May all those who I have harmed be peaceful. May they be safe. May they be well. May they be free of all discontentedness and the suffering it causes. May all beings, wherever they reside, be peaceful. May they be safe. May they be well. May they be free of all discontentedness and the suffering it causes. Now go back to breathing mindfulness meditation, focusing on the breath, cutting off and letting go anytime the mind moves off the breath. Breathing in, and out.
Sammasambuddhammahakewa Potang mahakewanhang apivateyami Savakato mahakewata dhammo Dhammang namasami. Supatipanno mahakewato Savakasangho. Sanghang namami. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Iti piso mahakewa arahang sammasambuddho vicacaranang sammuno sakato rokavito anuttaro purisa dhammasati satatava manusanam Bhutto Bhagavate.
Okay, if you guys would like to slowly make your way out of meditation, I'm going to transition over to opening up to any and all questions that you guys have related to the path to enlightenment. You can ask those questions by putting them into Facebook, YouTube, or Zoom. You can put that into the comment section. I'll be able to see that and answer your question. Or if you're in Zoom, you can electronically raise your hand and ask any questions or follow-up questions directly. Okay, I'm not seeing any questions anywhere. So what I'm going to do is just end class by thanking all of you guys for dedicating some time to developing your mind through meditation, and at the same time invite you to our future classes where you can attend each Sunday and Wednesday, which is our group learning program, which is really great for building a foundation in the path to enlightenment. We use this book, Developing a Life Practice, The Path That Leads to Enlightenment, as our source text. And you can download this from our website, which is buddhadailywisdom.com. From there, you'll get it for free. You can take it and go print it if you like, or you can order printed copies on Amazon or pick them up here at the temple in Chiang Mai. And then we have a Pali Canon and English study group on Saturdays where we're studying volumes 2 through 13 of this book series, where you're learning through the words of the Buddha. All the teachings that I share are based on the original teachings of the Buddha, whether it's our group learning program, our Pali Canon and English study group, or any of the other courses and retreats that I share. You're welcome and invited to attend any of those, either in person here in Chiang Mai or by attending online through Zoom or any of our live streams. So as you need help, feel free to reach out. I'm here to help you. Let me just remind you about the classes coming up, that on Sunday, I'm going to be teaching chapter 22 of this book, It's titled Mental Illness, a Modern Day Delusion, where this is where you're going to learn about things like anorexia, bulimia, bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, a lot of these things that you're maybe being thought of as mental illnesses. You can actually see how the teachings of the Buddha explain them and provide remedies to actually fix them, where you don't have to be relegated to medications for the rest of your life. You can actually get liberated from those discontent feelings and difficulties that the mind is experiencing. Even things like ADHD or ADD, any of these things and others can all be remedied through training of the mind. And then next Wednesday, I'll be doing guided breathing mindfulness meditation with the students and opening up to any and all questions that you have. So thank you all for joining for today's class. Perhaps I'll see you guys in one of these future classes. Have a very lovely and wonderful rest of your day. Sawadee.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To provide support for this podcast, visit patreon.com/supportbuddha. To access more teachings, visit buddhadailywisdom.com. There, you will discover a full range of courses, retreats, and online resources to assist you on the path to enlightenment. Remember to establish a daily, consistent meditation practice, along with learning and practicing these teachings. A well-developed meditation practice is the foundation in which to train the mind to attain enlightenment.